This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Osborne, OSBRNE, first name Betty, BETTY, the date of birth 09/22/1947, date of evaluation March 1st, 2022, the chief complaint, shortness of breath, the HBI. The patient is a 74-year-old female who is known to have morbid obesity, chronic atrial fibrillation, and anosarca, period. She had recently been admitted to the Eden Medical Center February 22nd through 27, at which time she was evaluated for heart failure, period. She was found to have left ventricular ejection fraction of 45-50%, period. RV was noted to be severely dilated with moderately reduced systolic function, period. She was further found to have severe biatrial enlargement and moderate to severe tricuspid regurgitation, period. She underwent thoracentesis on February 23rd, period. She was discharged with diagnosis of pleural effusion, right, period. 1.5 liters was removed, period. She was noted to have anosarca, and this was felt to be secondary to congestive heart failure, period. Chronic atrial fibrillation. She was maintained on Pradaxa and metoprolol discontinued, period. She further was noted to have morbid obesity with primary hypertension, diabetes type 2 without complication, chronic anemia, and chronic respiratory failure, period. Her discharge medications included Pradaxa, 75 milligrams BID, Zigduo XR, S-I-G-D-U-O XR, 10 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams, take half daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Bumex, 2 milligrams BID, famotidine 40 milligrams daily, iron sulfate 325 milligrams daily, Norco 1 tablet, TID PRN, Zofran 4 milligrams every 6 hours PRN. Aspirin was discontinued, as was Nizoral cream and metoprolol, period. Nystatin topical powder was discontinued, as was ondansetron, pantoprazole, and potassium, period. Silver sulfadiazine cream was also discontinued, as was triamcinolone and zestrel, period. The patient is now seen in follow-up, period. Allergies, penicillin, next number, levofloxacin. The family history, non-contributory, social history. She is widowed. There is no history of cigarette smoking. Physical examination. Vital signs stable. Impression. Chronic systolic heart failure. Next number, RV failure. Period. Next number, right heart failure, period. Next number, chronic atrial fibrillation. The plan, she requires in-office follow-up. I will see her in the office in 2 to 4 weeks, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.